Anna got an apology that she doesn't really know how sincere the apology was, which is the worst, which is every apology I give to my wife, I feel like. That's the I constantly hear this in my house. Brett, you just say you're sorry. You don't even know what you're sorry for. You're like, yeah, I'm damn right. I don't know. I just want this fight to end. But people do that all the time. Like, you feel like it's just this never-ending circle of arguments, and you feel like, okay, someone has to apologize. You just say, I'm sorry, and then you feel like you're supposed to just move on. But, as my wife tells me, that doesn't feel very validating, doesn't feel very good. And that happened to Hannah recently.
Yeah, so I had big plans with my girlfriend, and at the last minute, she canceled them on me, and I was really upset about it. We didn't talk for a few days, and then all of a sudden, I got this text from her. But this text really left me puzzled and confused because of the way that she worded it. She texted me and said, I feel terrible about what happened and how things turned out, period. I know that it must have felt hurtful and unfair, period. I'm sorry for putting you in that position, period. I approached the situation in the wrong way, period. I understand if you feel hurt, upset, and disappointed, period. Your feelings are valid, period.
So and the that, emphasis on the periods are you usually talking a lot of slang, and this is very formal.
Yeah.
It's your girlfriend, right?
Yeah, she's
where's
my
the emojis at? Like, I'm sorry.
Where are the hearts and that?
Tongue face emojis.
Like,
right?
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm literally a bee. Not how we talk. Like, this, like, formal grammar and, like, very vague wording, I just felt like, is this even you? Like, it to me, it sounds fake. Like, or it sounds like something that you just, like, have saved in your phone for an apology.
Yeah,
something you send to your boss.
You know what? I need to start doing that for my wife. That's actually a good idea from your girlfriend.
Do not give this man ideas.
Like, seriously, because sometimes I will do that, to be honest. And so I do think there's some truth to what you're saying. Like, sometimes, like, when my wife and I feel like we're in a fight that just doesn't feel like it's going to end, and both of us now have trailed off for what we're even fighting about, I'll just be like, I'm sorry, you were right, I shouldn't have handled the situation. Use a lot of the same terminology you use. Sorry that it worked out that way. I'm sorry your feelings were hurt. And so there's nothing really, truly sincere or detailed to, like, accountability. So that does seem like valid your feelings, I kind of feel like.
I just felt like there wasn't a lot of, like, detail, and that's just not how we communicate usually.
Mm-hmm.
So when I read that, I was like, damn, I've waited days for you to say something, and this Microsoft version is what I get. Like, it
you kind of think it was written by, like, AI almost?
Yes. Mm. I feel crazy for saying that, but I know that my friend uses AI a lot, and I literally feel like she put in there, write me an apology for arguing with your friend and I canceled on her last minute. That, and then it popped out that, and I think she copy-pasted it. And if that is true, I would be upset.
Well, I will put it into AI and see if that's true. I will put it into AI and say, hey, was this written by AI? Is this a sincere apology? And we'll ask artificial intelligence, hey, did you write this?
Is this your work?
Yeah, is this your work? We're going to check the work and run it through AI to see how sincere the apology is in 3 minutes.
Find out if they really say sorry. Run it through AI apology.
We're going to run this apology that Hannah got through AI to see how sincere this AI apology was. So the scenario was Hannah and her close girlfriend got into an argument recently because of plans being canceled the last second, the excuses being given, blah, blah, blah. They didn't talk for a couple of days. And then Hannah gets an apology and it's very formal. And Hannah's like, we never talk formal. Mm-hmm. And it's very vague. So Hannah read that apology out loud. Can you read it one more time, Hannah? Do you have it?
Yes, I do have it. Okay. The apology says, I feel terrible about what happened and how things turned out, period. I know that must have felt hurtful and unfair, period. I'm sorry for putting you in that position, period. I approached the situation in the wrong way, period. I understand completely if you feel hurt, upset, and disappointed, period. Your feelings are valid, period.
Hannah thinks that AI wrote it because the person uses AI all the time. And so I actually threw that apology and the scenario into AI, and then I typed in, AI, can you give me a percentage of how sincere this person was being to Hannah? And I also asked for some red flags that Hannah should be, like, watching out for with this friend.
Boy.
Like, oh, she really is. Do you want to know the percentage of how sincere it was?
Yes.
80%.
That's better than I thought it would
be. Wow. I thought it was a lot.
Okay.
I was shocked. They actually scored really well. They said this is a high level of sincerity. There are some red flags. They said the reason they felt like this apology was so sincere is they wrote it. And
we put our backs into this.
We really worked really hard. They said the tone of it, acknowledging wrongdoing, there's no deflection. That's what this says. They said, hey, we nailed it, guys. Okay. We nailed all the things you're supposed to do in an apology. Although we all felt like it did feel very informal. So some of the things they felt like were red flags with the friendship maybe or the apology or whatever, because it's saying the timing of the cancellation is a red flag for us. Last second could indicate a lack of respect for the friend's timing or feelings. A truly sincere apology would have dealt more communication about how they could have alternative ways to make up canceling the event. Like, hey, I know I canceled last second for you. Instead, maybe we can do this, this, and this if they really knew your feelings were hurt. And make up
like
that.
A plan to see me next time.
A plan to see you next time.
Yeah, or that would have been good.
A plan for the next time this situation comes up. They said no concrete action plans, overgeneralizing the impact of the situation. They said, I completely understand you feel hurt or upset and disappointed. This is empathetic, but doesn't really actually overall talk about your feelings and why it hurts you. It just talks about how those things would have hurt you. But why? What are the reasons that have made you so sad? What made you so hurt by this friend's actions? Mm. So that was some of the red flags. The other thing is they did have conclusion. We did think there's a deep foundation of sincerity, but the red flags suggest there's a complex beneath the surface between you two.
Oh,
I know.
The hell does that mean?
That's a crazy thing to assume.
Isn't that a crazy thing? They're saying that although
it's more than this.
Right. There's more going on than
what?
This. That's what it said. Yes.
Hannah's going to spiral.
Isn't that a crazy line? Yes. There's a decent foundation of sincerity, but the red flag suggests there's a complexity beneath the surface with your friendship.
No.
That's what it said. So I feel like, though, 80% sincere, so you should let her off the hook a little bit in terms of thinking that.
Okay, I can forgive this, but what is wrong otherwise? Because AI told me that we have problems below the foundation.
You know what you need to do is go through an AI therapist next.
Yeah, no kidding.